Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Michael Savage is away from the microphone tonight. This is J.D. Hayworth, honored to be behind this microphone, entrusted with the Savage Nation on this Friday. And as you and I get together, there is breaking news. The United States believes Israel has conducted an airstrike into Syria, two U.S. officials tell CNN. U.S. and Western intelligence agencies are reviewing classified data showing Israel most likely conducted a strike in the Thursday-Friday time frame, according to both these American officials. This is the same time frame that the U.S. collected additional data showing Israel was flying a high number of warplanes over Lebanon. One official said the United States had limited information so far and could not yet confirm those are specific warplanes, or those are these specific warplanes that conducted a strike. Based on initial indications, the U.S. does not believe Israeli warplanes entered Syrian airspace to conduct the strikes. Both U.S. officials said there is no reason to believe Israel struck at a chemical weapons storage facility. The Israelis have long said they would strike at any targets that proved to be the transfer of any kinds of weapons to Hezbollah or other terrorist groups, as well as at any effort to smuggle Syrian weapons into Lebanon that could threaten Israel. The Lebanese Army website listed 16 flights by Israeli warplanes penetrating Lebanon's airspace from Thursday evening through Friday afternoon local time. Officially, the Israeli military had no comment, but a source in the Israeli defense establishment told CNN, quote, "We will do whatever is necessary to stop the transfer of weapons from Syria to terrorist organizations. We have done it in the past, and we will do it, if necessary, in the future," close quote. So that is the breaking news as you and I get together again as part of the Savage Nation. Now, during my time in government service, I had a chance to develop any number of sources within the defense establishment. At the bottom of the hour, Frank Gaffney from the Center for Security Policy will join us. I have every confidence that Frank is working his sources. We will get perspective even as we attempt to get more information on this breaking news, as again, according to CNN, American officials believe Israel has conducted an airstrike into Syria. So this is the breaking news that greets us on a Friday night. And the latest information we have, U.S. sources confirming to CBS News, Israel has in fact staged an airstrike on a warehouse in Syria. What is very difficult, as one of these stories breaks, the fact that really you and I depend on the basics. Who, where, when, what, why, and how. And at this early stage of reporting, there are a lot of variables involved. So perhaps during the course of our time together on the Savage Nation, during this program, during this broadcast, you and I will see the story develop. We continue to work our sources, and we continue to see what other information we can glean about the Israeli airstrike into Syria, according to United States officials. And again, Frank Gaffney, at the bottom of the hour, Frank Gaffney from Washington, D.C., and the Center for Security Policy. In fact, it was my privilege. Now this has been Frank Gaffney and I were paired in what for me was an unlikely program. I was invited to debate before the Oxford Union, the world's oldest English-speaking debate society. And Frank Gaffney was one of my teammates, as was a conservative MP from Parliament in the United Kingdom. And it was fascinating to go into this barn-like structure at Oxford University, at the Oxford Union, and dressed in formal attire in evening wear. There, the familiar scene, if you've ever watched Question Time on British television, or more likely on C-SPAN in the United States, the closest feeling an American can ever have to being prime minister, because there are the benches, and in fact, there is the dispatch box, and when you argue the affirmative, you have the role of the government. And so Frank Gaffney, the British MP, and I were the affirmative with the following resolution. Be it resolved that the best defense in the war on terror is a good offense. And even as I relay that topic to you as we get together on the Savage Nation, I think about Israeli military history, about the story that may be developing as you and I are together this evening, and I think of another Israeli attack, an attack, ironically, that was met with worldwide condemnation. This occurred back in 1981, Operation Opera, also known as Operation Babylon, a surprise Israeli airstrike carried out on the 7th day of June 1981, which destroyed a nuclear reactor under construction about 10.5 miles southeast of Baghdad in Iraq. Now, this operation came ironically after Iran had launched an attack on Iraq a few months earlier. Remember, and it is interesting because in the fullness of time, we can forget certain things that surround our own history and world events. And you may recall in the early 1980s, there was a war between Iran and Iraq. And ironically, early in the 1980s, the French had provided, or more accurately, Iraq had purchased a nuclear reactor from France. That was what was being assembled. And the Israeli government made the determination that they believed that the fuel in what came to be known as the Osirak plant, there 10.5 miles south of Baghdad, that fuel could be used to develop nuclear weapons. Whether that was fact or not is still being debated until this day. But one thing we know in the fullness of time, it was absolutely certain that Israel, with Menachem Begin as prime minister, very early in his time as the Israeli prime minister, comparatively speaking, decided to go ahead with this attack. It was a preemptive strike in the classic sense. It is deemed by historians and by the Israeli military and by subsequent events as being absolutely successful. 10 Iraqi soldiers were killed. 1 French civilian was killed. Again, I mentioned that the attack in 1981 by Israel was strongly criticized. Israel was rebuked by the United Nations Security Council and the General Assembly in 2 separate resolutions. And did I mention the United States? If memory serves, the United States also joined in the criticism of Israel Mark Twain said long ago, history does not repeat itself, but it rhymes. Again, let me read to you the quotation from a source inside the Israeli Defense Establishment on this date, May 3rd, 2013. Quote, we will do whatever is necessary to stop the transfer of weapons from Syria to terrorist organizations. We have done it in the past, and we will do it, if necessary, in the future. Close quote. We will continue to gather information on what exactly has transpired as CNN reports and CBS News reports and other sources are coming online to confirm again that the United States believes Israel has conducted an airstrike into Syria. Again, at the bottom of the hour, Frank Gaffney from the Center for Security Policy will be our guest. In the interim, it is time to open the phones on the Savage Nation. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. We don't have all the whys and wherefores yet, but there is breaking news on the Savage Nation. J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage. What an honor it is to guest host the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan. Folks ask me, what would Ronald Reagan do if he were with us today? I believe the first thing he'd do is stop Obamacare. Already it's in effect, with higher taxes, hidden fees, skyrocketing insurance rates, big Medicare cuts, and some insurance plans are hit with a 40% tax. Protect yourself by getting the Obamacare Survival Guide. It's already a number one New York Times bestseller. Newsmax says it's the best guide to the new law, giving you the strategies, tips, and loopholes you need to know. If you're insured on Medicare, a business owner, a medical professional, just about anyone, you need this book. Get the number one bestseller, the Obamacare Survival Guide, at bookstores everywhere. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 off the cover price by going now to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-828-8995. That's 1-800-828-8995. 1-800-828-8995. Or go to web.com/radio.
Gainesville traffic, San Ramon Valley, southbound 680, Bollinger Canyon Road had a signal alert. Two left lanes blocked because of an accident. Everything has just been reopened, but traffic is backed up at a standstill into Danville. Northbound 680, Sunol, there was a grass fire to the right shoulder block, and the right lane was the fire units. Looks like that may be reopened, but either way, it's backed up bumper to bumper over the Sunol grade from Mission Boulevard. Southbound 101, slow Marin City onto the Golden Gate Bridge. I'm Dave Fowkes, Talk 560 KSFO.
Wasting too much time on the internet? Put your time to good use. Make the internet come to you. Become a KSFO insider online now. Click the VIP club at KSFO.com. Get the best damn morning show insider information from Brian Sussman and Melanie Morgan. KSFO deals, ticket giveaways, exclusive content.
But you can't win if you don't get the email.
Join the KSFO VIP club now online at KSFO.com.
Hello, I'm Rick Oderio, proud owner of Conklin Brothers, and this is Call Me on the Carpet, where I take your tough questions about carpet and flooring. Let's go to Wanda in Portola Valley. Why are you calling me on the carpet, Wanda?
Rick, I heard it's Karistan month at Conklin Brothers.
Yes,
how can you devote a month to an iron-fisted dictatorship like Karistan?
Wanda, Karistan is a carpet manufacturer.
So you admit to smuggling carpet from Karistan.
Karistan isn't a country, Wanda. It's a quality carpet, made in America. During Karistan month, you'll enjoy our best prices of the year. Up to $1,000 cash back and 12 months interest-free financing with your good credit.
You can't buy me, Rick Oderio, no matter how much I can save on beautiful carpet from Karistan.
Well, if you do want to save on quality Karistan carpet, hurry into Conklin Brothers in San Jose, Fremont, or San Mateo.
Karistan!
Bye-bye,
Karistan,
Wanda.
Karistan.
Conklin Brothers, you can count on us. Conklin Brothers, you can count on us.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Presenting all 50 reasons to switch your business to the new Sage 50 accounting software. Ready?
Ready.
Go.
1. Sage 50 is quick to install and easy to use. 2. Turns information into insights. 3. Improves efficiency. 4. Easily tracks and forecasts cash flow. 5. Supports online banking. 6. Creates and manages budgets.
Time's up.
What?
6. Seriously? For all 50 reasons and a free trial of Sage 50 accounting, visit sagetoday.com/50.
Wait, I can do it.
Oh, that's sweet. sagetoday.com/50.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Israel has eyes and ears on the ground all over Syria, and so their ability to track these things that are essentially an existential threat to Israel is quite good.
That, a portion of a report from ABC News. If you are just joining us, J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. This is not your typical Friday night in the early spring. We are getting word that, according to United States officials, apparently Israel launched an airstrike on Syria. David Martin, CBS News Pentagon correspondent, says in the last Israeli strike on a Syrian warehouse, SA-17 anti-aircraft missiles destined for Hezbollah were said to be the target. It is not known if Israeli aircraft actually entered Syrian airspace or fired missiles from Israeli territory. Indeed, in earlier reporting from CNN, there was documentation from Lebanon that perhaps as many as 16 Israeli aircraft entered Lebanese airspace. Now, in this Twitterverse, in this day and age of instantaneous social media, we are able to monitor a variety of sources. I should point out, in less than 10 minutes' time, Frank Gaffney of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C. will join us. We will get his perspective, see what details he has been able to glean from our defense community. Meantime, these other stories are coming in all related to the breaking news involving a possible Israeli airstrike in Syria. From Politico.com, the byline belonging to Alexander Burns, Dateline Columbia, South Carolina, Senator Lindsey Graham told a crowd here Friday night that Israel has bombed Syria. Graham, my former colleague, a Republican serving now on the Senate Armed Services Committee, was addressing the South Carolina Republican Party's annual Silver Elephant fundraising dinner. He mentioned the attack in passing amid a longer discourse on U.S. national security policy. Quote, Israel bombed Syria tonight, close quote. And then Graham moved on to discuss the threat of a nuclear Iran. And so Lindsey Graham offering quantification, if you will, confirmation, in a very public way, speaking in Columbia, South Carolina tonight to the Silver Elephant fundraising dinner for the SCGOP. Again, this is interesting because you and I have a chance now to see how a story develops. Again, we don't want to needlessly speculate on what exactly has transpired. We are trying to nail down the details, trying to get all of this information together for you. It obviously is an important story. It is worth noting that in the Western world, that is to say specifically in the United States, the news breaks on a Friday evening during a weekend, and certainly for Western sensitivities and for American sensitivities, it is a most interesting time for the news to break. Indeed, I was recalling history and the 1981 Israeli raid on Osirik, the nuclear reactor 10.5 miles south of Baghdad in Iraq, perhaps the most celebrated example of an Israeli preemptive strike. And that occurred on a, if memory serves, a summer weekend in the United States, obviously amidst great secrecy, Israel acting alone on that occasion. And in the fullness of time, despite the fact that the debate rages to this day whether or not the nuclear materials in that French-built Osirik reactor that was in Iraq, whether they could have even been converted to nuclear fuel or to nuclear weapons, Israel believes it was acting in its own national security interest. And again, even as this story breaks tonight about the Israeli air raid into Syria, there is a quote that, well, sounds very much like what we heard in the early 1980s from the Israeli government, then headed by Menachem Begin. In this instance, a source inside the Israeli defense establishment telling CNN, and I quote, "We will do whatever is necessary to stop the transfer of weapons from Syria to terrorist organizations. We have done it in the past, and we will do it, if necessary, in the future." An Israeli airstrike on Syria, breaking news on the Savage Nation, J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage, Frank Gaffney, our guest coming up. It's an honor to be with you on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Good afternoon, I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. U.S. officials say Israel hit targets inside Syria on Friday that were deemed a threat to the Israeli state. An unknown number of airstrikes have been reported. ABC News will have an update at the top of the hour. Taking a look at the roadways, KSFO traffic southbound 680, Bollinger Canyon. That crash has been cleared. Traffic is backed up into Danville. Northbound 680, Sinol. Earlier grass fire put out, but traffic is still slow from Mission Boulevard over the Sinol grade. Slow into San Francisco, southbound 101 from Marin City down across the Golden Gate Bridge. And it's going to be heavy on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge, Toll Plaza, up the incline to the island. I'm Dave Fowler, KSFO.
Every day, BART riders help keep our Bay Area skies blue. When you ride BART, you're riding the lightest subway cars in America, so they use less energy. Visit BART.gov/blue sky for your chance to win a $500 Clipper card. And thank you for keeping our sky blue.
Small business owners, are you tired of writing checks for those servers in the closet or under your desk? For air conditioning to keep them cool, for special power supplies to protect them from surges, for cables, for backup disks, for IT consultants to keep them going. Wouldn't you rather put that money into your business or even your pocket? Then call the folks at DSX Data and start using their secure, professionally managed data center today. You'll not only stop the cash drain, but you'll also protect your business from system failures that could cripple your operation. For a predictable, low monthly cost, you get servers, internet, clean, reliable power, security and support 24/7, and 100% uptime guaranteed. No more surprise bills, no more lost time. Manage your business, not your servers. To learn more, go to ksfo.com/DSX. Call today, 855-DSX-DATA. That's 855-DSX-DATA.
Presenting all 50 reasons to switch your business to the new Sage 50 accounting software. Ready?
Ready.
Go.
1. Sage 50 is quick to install and easy to use. 2. Turns information into insights. 3. Improves efficiency. 4. Easily tracks and forecasts cash flow. 5. Supports online banking. 6. Creates and manages budgets.
Time's up.
What?
6. Seriously? For all 50 reasons and a free trial of Sage 50 accounting, visit sagetoday.com/50.
Wait, I can do it.
Oh, that's sweet. sagetoday.com/50.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we'll sell you parts and deliver them straight to your door. But do we stop there? Well, technically, yes. We don't come inside your house or anything, but we do keep going. Metaphorically. Because when you spend $75 or more, that delivery is absolutely free. Great deals, great parts, and free delivery. All at AdvanceAutoParts.com. One more way. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See site for details.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
You are listening to The Savage Nation. Michael Savage away from the microphone. J.D. Hayworth honored to be in for what is turning out to be a very busy Friday night, or at least a night with breaking news. To repeat, apparently Israel has launched an air raid on a target in Syria, and we are attempting to get all the details of exactly what has transpired. And for perspective on what is transpiring these days in the Middle East and the Israeli philosophy of national security and national defense, we turn to someone who I got to know very well during my time in Washington, D.C., on the line from the nation's capital, Frank Gaffney of the Center for Security Policy. Frank, thank you so much time for spending some of your valuable time with us on the Savage Nation.
Happy to do it, J.D. It's good to talk with you.
Thank you, sir. Now, obviously, there are so many details that we're trying to nail down based on very early reporting. I don't expect a chapter and verse of exactly what has transpired because the news is breaking right now. But, Frank, if you could set the stage for us over the past few weeks, what has been transpiring in Israel, what may have led to this reported airstrike sometime in the last 24 to 36 hours?
J.D., we have to back the lens up a little bit further, I think. It's not just the past few weeks. What's been developing really for years in Syria and has been accelerating enormously in the past 2 years or so is an unraveling on a country adjacent to Israel. It has shared a border that has been relatively stable, principally because the Israelis held the high ground of the Golan Heights, and an attack by Syria would have been basically suicidal under those circumstances. But what Israel has confronted, as I say, particularly since the civil war began in Syria, is the prospect that a very dangerous regime, very hostile regime, was suddenly being tremendously destabilized. And the enormous stocks of weapons that it had amassed, many of them pretty advanced Soviet or more recently Russian-designed weapons, surface-to-air missiles, notably chemical weapons, biological weapons, and the like, would be up for grabs, perhaps used by the regime, perhaps seized by its friends, like Hezbollah, or given to them, or seized by its opponents, the so-called rebels, the Sunni Al-Qaeda elements and others that are trying to overthrow the regime. And I think what Israel has clearly had to reckon with very, very recently has been evidence that some weapons, in particular man-portable, shoulder-fired surface-to-air missiles, are migrating from the Syrians to their Iranian-backed terrorist group allies, Hezbollah. And we saw the Israelis strike apparently from Lebanese airspace recently, lobbing precision-guided munitions in on one convoy of these things a couple of weeks ago now. And my guess is that they've done something like that again this time.
The early reports, and again, we are trying to get together the information, apparently it was a strike on a warehouse. In the broader context, preemptive action, we were talking earlier, and by the way, if you're just joining us, breaking news, apparently Israel launched an airstrike on Syria sometime within the last 24 hours. We are trying to get all the details together for analysis and perspective, not so much on what has recently transpired as we scramble to get the details. We're talking with Frank Gaffney from the Center for Security Policy. Frank, because what is past is prologue, Israel has been resolute in its past history of reserving its own right to take preemptive action, perhaps the most celebrated case in 1981, with the airstrike on Osirik, the French-constructed nuclear reactor, what was that, 10.5 miles southwest of Baghdad. Worldwide condemnation of that, certainly condemnation at the United Nations, but the Israeli government, led by Menachem Begin at that time, was unapologetic. And indeed, Frank, as we read the dispatches that come our way based on what we are hearing tonight, there is some comment offered anonymously by a source within Israel's defense establishment to CNN, and I'll quote this now to you, Frank: "We will do whatever is necessary to stop the transfer of weapons from Syria to terrorist organizations. We've done it in the past, and we will do it if necessary in the future." And that is not official confirmation, but a reaction from a CNN source within the Israeli defense establishment.
Yeah, it certainly tracks with past practice, as you say, J.D. The Israelis, unfortunately for them, have no margin for error. Their country, as you know, is unbelievably, perilously vulnerable to attack. At its widest point, it's 9 miles if you strip away the West Bank, as people are wont to do. This creates circumstances in which the Israelis quite sensibly have had to say, if Syria is building a nuclear power plant, not unlike what the French were trying to help the Iraqis do several decades ago, the North Koreans were helping with Iranian support, presumably, the Syrians do. Israel struck and took the thing down. This effort more recently, vis-a-vis the SA-17s, is of a piece with that. And this evening's episode, if these reports are to be credited, would sound to be the same. And here's the main thing. What we're increasingly hearing is that chemical weapons have been used. There are reports as well that Hezbollah units and Al-Qaeda units are in proximity to some of these chemical weapons caches or chemical weapons factories in Syria. And I think the Israelis have made it very, very clear that they will do what they have to prevent those kinds of weapons of mass destruction from migrating into the hands of people who would almost certainly use them against Israelis if they can, and quite possibly against us as well.
Frank Gaffney from the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., our guest on The Savage Nation, J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage. If you're just joining us, breaking news, developing just as we were coming on the air, reports of an Israeli airstrike on Syria. We are attempting to gather all the details, and the details remain sketchy. Frank, interestingly enough, this news, even as we look for the details, tracks interestingly with our personal history, because it was, well, just another Thursday night in the United Kingdom, but Thanksgiving Day in the United States, when you and I, and if memory serves, Julian Lewis, a conservative member of Parliament, teamed up to debate at the Oxford Union, and the topic or the resolution was, this House stands resolved that the best defense in the war on terror is a good offense. It certainly seems that that is the stance historically of Israel, and we're getting perhaps more evidence of it tonight.
We unfortunately were unable to persuade the House on that particular occasion, but again, the Israelis have not had the luxury of debating this proposition. They've had to reckon with a series of enemies sworn for their destruction, and this is, of course, one of the reasons why we've spent a lot of time worrying about and hearing them express concern about not just what's happening in neighboring Syria, but what is going on in Iran, a bit further removed, specifically its effort to acquire the ultimate nuclear weapon, nuclear weapons. And, I think for most Americans, there is an understanding, J.D., that Israel not only has to do what it has to do to assure its survival, especially in the face of these existential threats, but it's really imperative that the United States, which shares the values of this this beleaguered people, and who have so many ties, both moral and cultural and increasingly economic ties with the Jewish state, that we need to stand with them as well. And I hope that we're doing so. It's not always been thus with the Obama administration, but this is a moment where I think that needs to be made very explicit and very clear.
Frank, you made passing mention of the outcome of the division of the House given the format of the Oxford Union debate. And despite our lack of success on what remains a college campus, if history and memory serves, even in the late 1930s, as the storm clouds of war were beginning to envelop Europe, a similar debate was held at the Oxford Union, and on that occasion, I believe it was, this House stands resolved that, what was the resolution there, that it would not come to the aid of king and country? What, do you remember that in the 30s?
Yeah, it was something to the effect of, we shall not die for king or country. It was a very, very stark signal, unfortunately, to the enemies of England that that it had lost the will to do what we think Israel is now doing, and it turned out badly for many Brits as a result. And I think we both quoted that experience in the course of our efforts to persuade the Oxford Union not to go down that road again, but we were unsuccessful on that occasion.
Well, the good news and the point to bring up, to remember both historically in that context and something else you mentioned tonight, those Oxfordians did answer the call for king and country when the attacks came. They did not remain resolute in their pacifism, whatever the implications of that vote was. And I would point out tonight, as you just said, Frank, for the Israelis, it is not a debating resolution. It is not an abstraction, given the geographical parameters of their nation and their international neighborhood, if you will, there in the Middle East.
True, I personally think that we would be well advised, JD, to regard these sorts of threats with a similar degree of seriousness and robustness as the Israelis have historically. We have much more margin for error, of course, and that has repeatedly prompted us to indulge in the notion that, well, if we simply leave these folks alone, they'll leave us alone. It generally has not been so throughout history, and I think this is a moment when, whether it's jihadists who are striking us in the streets of Boston, or trying to blow up Times Square, or flying planes into buildings, or attacking our allies, or threatening us from elsewhere, we need to be at least as clear that ultimately it is the survival of our civilization, of our people, that is on the line. And I hope we will prove as resolute as a previous generation, multiple previous generations for that matter, did in the face of danger, and as the Israelis seem to be doing at the moment.
Frank Gaffney of the Center for Security Policy, we thank you for your time, for your perspective, as we are working on this breaking news. And Frank, look forward to talking to you again very, very soon.
I do as well, JD. Thank you.
Frank Gaffney, the Center for Security Policy. We continue to gather information and details on breaking news that we were just made aware of as we were bringing this program on the air. To repeat, the United States believes Israel has conducted an airstrike into Syria. U.S. and Western intelligence agencies are reviewing classified data showing Israel most likely conducted a strike in the Thursday-Friday time frame, according to both these American officials. At the same time frame, the U.S. collected additional data showing Israel was flying a high number of warplanes over Lebanon. This attack comes, obviously, on a Friday night in the United States, or news of the attack comes, so we are working to get more information. We received confirmation, a speech in Columbia, South Carolina, from United States Senator Lindsey Graham, where he confirmed to the crowd at the Silver Elephant fundraising dinner that Israel, in fact, bombed Syria. We will continue to work for those details and get them to you as quickly as we can. In the interim, we remind you this is an interactive medium, and your calls are very, very welcomed here at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. It's J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage. You're on the Savage Nation.
And here he is, Michael Savage.
Not your typical Friday night on the Savage Nation, first of all, because Michael is not behind the microphone. The good Dr. Savage giving the opportunity to a guest host, to yours truly, J.D. Hayworth, honored to have stewardship of the Savage Nation on this Friday. And we are in hour number two. And if you're just joining us, hour number one was spent hunting down breaking news, because literally just within a couple of moments of coming on the air, reports came to us that Israeli warplanes launched airstrikes against targets inside Syria on Friday. A variety of network news sources are confirming this through U.S. officials. White House officials are referring all questions to the Israelis. It's believed the primary target was a shipment of weapons headed for Hezbollah in Lebanon. A senior U.S. official said the airstrikes were believed to be related to delivery systems for chemical weapons. So that is the breaking news. We are trying to get more details on it. We will continue to monitor it. But in the interim, you continue to call in at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Joining us now on line one, listening on WMAL Washington, D.C., Daphne, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hi. I have a comment. I believe this for the longest time. I'll hang up after my comment so you can comment on it and I can hear you. I want to say God bless Israel for doing the dirty work of the free world.
I thank you for your call and your comment, Daphne, and I can only respond by recalling when I was in government service, and especially post 9/11, and recalling an earlier Israeli preemptive strike in late spring of 1981, in fact, early June of 1981, on a nuclear reactor constructed by the French just southeast of Baghdad in Iraq. And just imagine if Saddam Hussein had gotten access to nuclear weapons in the 1980s. That was the concern of Israel. Israel acted alone in its raid on Osirek, destroying the nuclear plant, the nuclear reactor. And while there was worldwide condemnation of that, including, if memory serves, and if I remember my history accurately, the United States joined in the criticism of Israel for launching that preemptive strike, I'm of the opinion, and I said this years ago, that if Israel had not done that, it is conceivable the world could have been a very different place had Saddam Hussein's regime gotten its hands on nuclear weapons in the 1980s. So, as Daphne pointed out, Israel takes action to preemptive action it believes necessary to its own national security. We will continue to monitor this story for you. As you might expect, details are sparse. Again, the timing of this, coincidentally, as you and I begin our weekend in the United States, but we will follow up as events warrant. Now, in the broader scheme of things, the fact that so many policies within our nation are interrelated, there is not a neat little basket or a neat little file that you go A, for domestic issues, and B, for international issues. So often there is a connection between the two. And this next story, this next topic, I believe, typifies the interrelated nature of international policy and domestic policy in the United States. And it involves our commander-in-chief, who earlier today was speaking in Mexico City. The irony is, President Obama was south of the border extolling the virtues, as he sees it. I could not call it virtuous in any way. The proposal of the so-called Gang of Eight in the United States Senate, yet another effort to bring about what these senators and this president call, quote, comprehensive immigration reform, what you and I know better as amnesty. And I tell you what, I just want you to listen to the closing comments of our president giving a speech in Mexico City today. This will be cut 11. Let me just set it up. It seems that while our president may be skeptical concerning American exceptionalism, he extols what he believes to be the virtues and the uniqueness of our neighbor to the south. Listen now to President Obama in Mexico City today.
You're the men and women who will push this nation upwards as Mexico assumes its rightful place, as you proudly sing, in heaven your eternal destiny was written by the finger of God. You are the dream, This is your moment, and as you reach for that future, always remember that you have the greatest of partners, the greatest of friends, the nation that is rooting for your success more than anybody else, your neighbor, the United States of America. Viva Mexico! Viva los Estados Unidos! Que Dios los bendiga! Thank you very much.
And ironically, the band strikes up the John Philip Sousa march, The Stars and Stripes Forever. Certainly an ironic musical choice when you consider the fact that for the past few years, when there have been marches for so-called immigrants' rights, let me more accurately frame it, while illegal aliens and their sympathizers have taken to the streets in the United States, having demonstrations against our government and our immigration policy in a way United States citizens could never gather in Mexico. Do you recall what was so evident in so many of those demonstrations? Heck, even the recent May Day observances in various cities around the United States. And by the way, if you go to michaelsavage.com, very interesting to see some of the stories. Democrat Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois at a May Day rally in Chicago. Che Guevara, flags, banners at that particular rally. Well, you recall what we have seen for so many years, the Mexican flag held aloft, even as people have left Mexico and come to the United States illegally. And now you have the irony, especially in this phase after the bombing in Boston, after more questions arise about our broken immigration system, even when it has been proven by the inaction of authorities against the terrorist brothers who immigrated to the United States, allegedly for political asylum from Chechnya, you have a situation where the President of the United States and four Democrat senators and four Republican senators still think they can somehow influence us to say yes to amnesty. How bad is it? What is it you and I confront? Well, it's always very interesting to get the take of the Washington establishment. Last night, on Special Report with Brett Baer, the all-star panel was there. Not a single member of that panel, not the writer from Roll Call, nor the esteemed Dr. Charles Krauthammer, nor Mara Liasson of NPR, thought that the Gang of Eight would fail in this. They believe the amnesty bill, they don't call it amnesty, but they believe the amnesty bill essentially is a lead pipe cinch. I believe this is Cut 8. Mara Liasson of NPR National Public Radio, a panelist, one of the all-star panelists on Special Report with Brett Baer on the Fox News channel. Listen.
But I've been impressed by the breadth and the depth of the coalition behind this. I mean, the business community, you've got all sorts of conservative activists, you've got the entire leadership of the Republican establishment, plus Marco Rubio. And I think it's chugging along. I think it will pass the Senate. Then there'll be pressure on the House to pass something. The question is, does that something have a path to citizenship or not? Then it has to go to committee. And the president was pretty clear in his press conference the other day that he's not going to sign something without a path to citizenship. And I doubt that Democrats are going to vote for something without it. So I think we are going to end up with something. This is one of those rare things that are in both parties' political interests to do. And that's why I think it's going to get done.
Well, I'm not going to pick on Mara. But suffice it to say, Mara Liasson of NPR comes at things from a decidedly leftist perspective. That's why she said this. And let me quote her. This is one of those rare things that are in both political parties' interest to do. Excuse me? Excuse me? There's a cautionary tale from our most populous state, California. California has embraced illegals. California has given all sorts of public assistance to illegals. California is in a horrible fiscal mess. And what has happened in California as that state approaches default? It may happen in the rest of the United States. So, the establishment thinks it's a lead pipe cinch. Of course, we should point out, and you and I talked about it last night, and you saw it at the website, michaelsavage.com, the cover of National Review, Rubio's Folly. So what's going to happen? The establishment going to prevail, or will the American people say, put a stop to this amnesty? And what of our president going to Mexico basically to sell his amnesty bill in the United States? Well, his popularity numbers might be better in Mexico than they are here in the United States. Here in this country, according to the latest Rasmussen poll, 45% of the American people approve of President Obama's performance in office right now. 51% disapprove. And yet the establishment tells us we're going to get this amnesty bill. I don't think so. What do you think? 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. It's J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan. Folks ask me, what would Ronald Reagan do if he were with us today? I believe the first thing he'd do is stop Obamacare. Already it's in effect with higher taxes, hidden fees, skyrocketing insurance rates, big Medicare cuts, and some insurance plans are hit with a 40% tax. Protect yourself by getting the Obamacare Survival Guide. It's already a number one New York Times bestseller. Newsmax says it's the best guide to the new law, giving you the strategies, tips, and loopholes you need to know. If you're insured on Medicare, a business owner, a medical professional, just about anyone, you need this book. Get the number one bestseller, The Obamacare Survival Guide, at bookstores everywhere. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 off the cover price by going now to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Do you have psoriasis? Have you tried everything to stop the itching, the burning, and the pain? Finally, there's a medication for psoriasis that will help stop the discomfort, and you don't need a prescription. Seroderm is a new advanced spray for sufferers of psoriasis that helps stop the itching, the burning, the stinging, and the pain. Seroderm is easy. It goes directly on your trouble areas. It's fast, and it's safe. Best of all, Seroderm works, even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years. If you're living with psoriasis and you're ready for less flaking, less itching, and less pain, then call for your exclusive risk-free trial of Seroderm. Don't go another day in discomfort. Just call 1-800-573-0352. Seroderm is the relief you've been waiting for, and you won't find it anywhere else. This offer won't last long, so call now. Just call 1-800-573-0352. That's 1-800-573-0352. Call 1-800-573-0352.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $100. $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties. Take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
This is a special alert to all taxpayers. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes. If you owe back taxes to the state or IRS, you're now eligible to settle that debt for pennies on the dollar. For free information, call One Step Tax Relief at 1-800-261-9153. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liabilities for a fraction of what they owe. But few are aware of this opportunity, leaving them at a risk for wage garnishment, bank levies, penalty fees, and property seizure. One Step Tax Relief specializes in tax settlement, matching you with an expert who will negotiate a settlement directly with the IRS. Many of these experts are former IRS agents with an inside knowledge of the system that makes a substantial difference in resolving your debt. For free information, call 1-800-261-9153. If you owe state or federal taxes, you could save thousands of dollars. Call One Step Tax Relief today for your free information. 1-800-261-9153. That's 1-800-261-9153.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. You're on the Savage Nation. J.D. Hayworth in for Michael. Let's go to the phones on line six. Listening to us on WMAL Washington, here is Lorraine on the Savage Nation. Hi, Lorraine.
Oh, my, J.D.'s, it's so good. You're doing a great job hosting the show, and I had to call and support you.
Well, thanks, Lorraine. It's good to hear your voice.
Well, it's good to hear you again, too. And listen, I want you to know that I'm so glad Israel took a step forward and did something with Syria because the President Obama is a total pacifist militarily and globalist, and I can prove it. Everything he's done so far, he has not taken one unilateral action since he's been president. For example, he's so fond of saying that he gave the order to take out Osama bin Laden. Well, guess what, folks? Osama bin Laden's capture was set up by the Bush administration and set up to, in all he Obama did was get the credit for it. It would have happened whether Obama gave the order or not, because the SEALs were in place and could do the job. Secondly, with the Somali incident, and you remember the Bainbridge incident with the Somalis, where the captain got captured by the pirates, and supposedly the president gave the order to take the shot. Well, it turns out if you look into the matter from the SEALs, said that the real order to take the shot was the Bainbridge captain and the SEALs. Supervisor, because they couldn't get Obama to make a decision. The man is a total train wreck and doing anything unilaterally. So he would have let Syria, every person in Syria, be dead by the time he took action.
Well, Lorraine, I want to thank you for the call. It is interesting today that we have a situation where our president is south of the border selling the amnesty bill to the Mexicans and reveling in the reception he received there. And it's just very interesting And I don't have the numbers in front of me in terms of support in Mexico for President Obama, but suffice it to say that when you take a look at the numbers in the United States, according to the latest Rasmussen report, 51% disapproval of President Obama, only 45% approval. So it's very interesting, the support for the president south of the border as opposed to what is happening here. Now, again, my questions, and this is a night where we've had breaking news involving an Israeli airstrike in Syria. We continue to gather information on that, but that does not occur in a vacuum. Even as we seek more information there, we have the spectacle of our president in Mexico City, and we'll have more of his comments and more of your comments, too, at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-828-8995. That's 1-800-828-8995. 1-800-828-8995. Or go to web.com/radio.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. Cal Fire says it's close to full containment of a Sonoma County wildfire. The Yellow Fire has burned 125 acres northwest of Calistoga near Highway 128, an area with heavy vegetation on a steep slope is still burning, but Cal Fire expects to get control of that area this evening. Wildfires, high temperatures, and light winds have caused air quality to deteriorate, prompting Bay Area officials to declare the first spare the air day of the 2013 season. Taking a look at the roadways, trouble still for the Sentinel Grade northbound 680. We've got an accident leaving Durham Road, another one at Andrade. Everything is off to the right shoulder, but it's still slow and go in stretches from Durham over the grade to Andrade. Northbound 880 Fremont Boulevard, an accident there is off to the right side. Eastbound 80 at Ashby Avenue, a crash, a couple of cars, also right shoulder. I'm Dave Fowke, Shop Talk 560 KSFO.
You used to be able to keep a foreign financial account secret from the IRS. No more. The IRS has found a way to force foreign financial institutions to report you. Failure to disclose foreign income and assets could lead to long-term imprisonment and loss of more than everything you'll ever have.
If you have unreported foreign income and assets, there are a variety of options, not just the current amnesty program, that could benefit you. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in obtaining results in international tax law cases. This is an extremely complex area of law, and my team of tax attorneys and CPAs have the international tax experience you need. If you wait until the government contacts you, it could mean heavy fines and even prison time. Call us before it's too late.
Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in in default on your student loan, National Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. National Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-4131. National Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-4131 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-4131.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
Local Union 38 reminds you to call a licensed union plumbing contractor and get the job done right the first time. Craft certified union plumbers have over 10,000 hours of on-the-job training and schooling. Union plumbing contractors are state licensed and insured. Don't put your safety in the hands of amateurs. You'll save money in the long run when you call a craft certified union plumbing contractor and get the job done right. Next time, call a licensed union plumbing contractor.
Local Union 38, proud sponsor of the San Francisco Giants.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
Viva Mexico. Viva los Estados Unidos. Que Dios los bendiga. Thank you very much.
Our president going all bilingual in Mexico City, concluding his remarks today in a speech that, well, was basically trying to sell the amnesty bill, not to citizens of the United States, but, dare I say it, to relatives of a whole bunch of illegals who have come to the United States. Wow, you can't even make this stuff up, can you? 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage on this Friday evening. And let me tell you, last night, as you and I were parting company, one caller was remarkably patient. And I didn't get him on last night, but he is back online now. I won't make the same mistake twice. From Arizona, on line 9, Doc, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, J.D., you know, what we've got to do is tell the world that we're serious about stopping illegal immigration. I have a couple of suggestions. One is suspend all legal immigration, especially from Mexico, until we get a handle on this catastrophe called illegal immigration. And number two, we formulate a citizens hearing in Washington, D.C. to be composed of people like yourself and others right in the heart of the Capitol to put pressure from the citizens of this country upon the government and embarrass them and embarrass the press into covering this issue and getting the facts out of what a catastrophe this is causing our nation. We start doing things like billing Mexico for the costs of their invasion, allowing this invasion of the United States to continue, because it's bringing us to the point of collapse. And we must start thinking of America first and not the rights of people who are entering this country illegally and making demands upon us when our economy is on the verge of, literally on the verge of collapse.
Doc, you raise a lot of interesting points. I want to thank you for the call. Let me take a couple of them. First, you said, let's just suspend legal immigration until we deal with the scourge of illegal immigration. Brings to mind the policy stance of the late, great Bob Stump, who served Arizona in the United States Congress for so many years. In many ways, Bob Stump was ahead of his time because he called for such action during his days in Congress. But then I would offer a friendly amendment to the other things you set forth there. I believe that if there is any foreign aid going to Mexico, it should be impounded, it should be withheld until Mexicans and the Mexican government ceases and desists in encouraging its citizens to come here illegally. You may recall the spectacle a couple of summers ago. Then-Mexican President Felipe Calderon addressing a joint session of Congress lecturing our elected representatives on why we should allow his countrymen to come into our nation illegally. I guarantee you, Calderon would never let Central Americans immigrate into Mexico illegally. Why on earth should we do it? And yet that continues to go on, and our president in Mexico City today, building support for the amnesty bill, not with American citizens, but again, most likely with the relatives of many who have come here illegally. Back to the phones we go. Listening on WABC New York on line one, Joe, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hello, J.D. Yes, I heard bits and pieces of that so-called talk or campaign speech down there. And what seems to me, first of all, it's kind of defaming to an American. I came here from Italy in 1955, and we had to wait 10 years, and I'm very proud of this country. It was defamation to me. I think it was slanderous to say that the problem with drugs is because America starts it. So they're having a problem in Mexico because we want it. And he's the president of the United States of all of us, and he's blaming me. He's blaming everybody that we're causing this problem.
You know, Joe, you are so perceptive, and I thank you for your call. And let's amplify the fact, as we thank Joe for his call, that he came here the right way. And we should point out, and indeed in my recent visits to Washington, I meet, when I grab a cab, I meet a variety of different people who are proud to be new United States citizens, many of them from the continent of Africa, and they say, I played by the rules. I waited my time. I took the tests. I did everything the right way. Why on earth would we allow someone to break in line to get special treatment, to not come here and follow the rules and follow the laws? But as Joe pointed out, sadly, our president is still on the blame America kick. Joe said it when he listened to the president intermittently today, bits and pieces of the speech. The recurring theme was that somehow Mexico should blame the United States, that somehow the United States is responsible for woes in Mexico. I've got a perfect example, clip one tonight from the Mexico speech, the Mexico City speech. Our president, wait till you hear what he has to say about our Second Amendment south of the border. Listen to more blame America drivel from the President of the United States on foreign soil in Mexico City.
And we also recognize that most of the guns used to commit violence here in Mexico come from the United States. I think many of you know that in America, our Constitution guarantees our individual right to bear arms. And as President, I swore an oath to uphold that right, and I always will. But at the same time, as I've said in the United States, I will continue to do everything in my power to pass common sense reforms that keep guns out of the hands of criminals and dangerous people that can save lives here in Mexico and back home in the United States. It's the right thing to do.
Ooh. Well, Mr. President, well, let's see here. First of all, most of the guns come from the United States? No. Whole bunch of firearms end up in Mexico courtesy of the Chinese and the drug cartels. Now, it is true, Mr. President, that your administration worked mighty hard on something called Fast and Furious when you put firearms knowingly in the hands of members of the Mexican drug cartel, when we had gun dealers
in the United States picking up the phone and calling the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and saying to the agents, hey, guys are in here trying to buy weapons they shouldn't have access to, only to have BATF agents say, go ahead and complete the sale. We're following it. No, weren't following it closely enough. An American Border Patrol agent killed with one of those weapons, sold as part of the so-called sting during Fast and Furious. Untold Mexican citizens killed by those weapons, sold during Fast and Furious. And, Mr. President, I know you depend on instant amnesia, or let's be honest, a lack of intelligence and critical thinking among the masses to continue to peddle your drivel. But, Mr. President, as long as there is breath in my body and I get access to a microphone, and I thank Dr. Savage for this opportunity this evening, I am very happy to point out the patented falsehoods you are peddling today south of the border. And I'm happy to remind those within the sound of my voice that, Mr. President, so concerned were you about oversight and investigation getting to the source of this that you declared executive privilege for Eric Holder at the Department of Justice as Attorney General. And I will tell you, in my opinion, Eric Holder is up to his mustache in the dastardly deeds of Fast and Furious. And it is also my opinion that Janet Napolitano, as Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, likewise was complicit in this shame. And to think that Janet Napolitano spoke at the funeral of the Border Patrol agent, Brian Terry, and uttered the inane phrase, our border's more secure than it's ever been. And understand that Secretary Napolitano's accomplices. Some members of her gubernatorial administration, when the people of Arizona unfortunately had elected her governor, one of her proteges was the United States attorney who absolutely was carrying out Fast and Furious in Arizona. And yet the president of the United States today is in Mexico City saying that he's going to do everything in his power to stop firearms from the United States getting into Mexico. Mr. President, simply stated, you do not tell the truth even to an audience of non-citizens. Oh, mercy. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Straight ahead, more of your calls. J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan. Folks ask me, what would Ronald Reagan do if he were with us today?
I believe the first thing you do is stop Obamacare. Already it's in effect with higher taxes, hidden fees, skyrocketing insurance rates, big Medicare cuts, and some insurance plans are hit with a 40% tax. Protect yourself by getting the Obamacare Survival Guide. It's already a number one New York Times bestseller. Newsmax says it's the best guide to the new law, giving you the strategies, tips, and loopholes you need to know. If you're insured on Medicare, a business owner, a medical professional, just about anyone, you need this book. Get the number one bestseller, The Obamacare Survival Guide, at bookstores everywhere. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 off the cover price by going now to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Attention homeowners. Rates have dropped again and are at all-time historic lows. If you refinanced your mortgage into a 10, 15, or 30-year fixed rate within the last 18 months, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. We'll redo your loan at a lower rate with absolutely no closing costs. That's right. No title fees, no appraisal fees, no escrow fees, no fees, period. With fixed rates at 60-year lows, you may be able to start saving money immediately, and it won't cost you a dime. It's really that easy. We'll refinance your loan and we pay for everything. Call Home and Loan Finders now to lock in a low fixed rate today with 0 points or fees at 800-724-8847. Even if you're in process with another lender, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. Call 800-724-8847. That's 800-724-8847. 800-724-8847. Loan limits and restrictions apply. Rates and terms are subject to change and not all applicants may qualify. Licensed by the California Department of Real Estate, number 01837288. NMLS number 308085.
This is an important announcement for anyone with or without health insurance. Pay attention. A special health insurance helpline has now been set up especially for you. Even if you have current health issues or if you have pre-existing conditions, you can now get health insurance. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone right now. Call 1-800-809-7988. That's 1-800-809-7988. When you call, you'll get free information. Free information that will let you know about health insurance plans that are available to all individuals and families. Medical costs are the number one cause of bankruptcy and financial distress in our country today. But if you call this special toll-free helpline, you can easily get health insurance for you and your family. In addition, your employment and credit history are not a factor to obtaining health insurance. All adults are strongly urged to call this free health insurance helpline today. For free information, call the health insurance helpline right now at 1-800-809-7988. Don't delay. Call 1-800-809-7988 today.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-538-6780. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-538-6780. Again, that's 800-538-6780. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-538-6780. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-538-6780.
Conservative, and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee, weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi there, Renee Richardson here to give you an update on...
You're listening to the Savage Nation. Obviously, this is not Michael Savage. He's away from the microphone. J.D. Hayworth, honored to be in for the good doctor. As always, check out the website, michaelsavage.com. All sorts of interesting stories. You and I getting together on not your typical Friday night. The President of the United States goes to Mexico City to sell his amnesty plan in the United States. Oh, and also claim that he's going to protect Mexico from guns in the United States getting into the hands of bad people south of the border. The only problem is, in my opinion, his administration was absolutely involved in the notorious operation, codenamed Fast and Furious, that did what? Put guns from America into the hands of bad guys, the drug cartels in Mexico. Go figure. Oh, that's right. We're not supposed to ask questions because the president has extended executive privilege to Attorney General Eric Holder. So you got that going. We also, tonight, have been dealing with breaking news of apparently an Israeli airstrike inside Syria. So lots to talk about. Let's get back to the phones. Listening deep in the heart of Texas on KLIF, let's welcome John to the Savage Nation.
Yes, sir. I've got some things to say, and it's the same old rhetoric with Mexico. Let's talk about the big problems that Mexico has, and that is, if you'll read up about their aquifer underneath the city that supplies them with water, that it's going dry. They got a serious water problem with air pollution, too. And, you know, read up about their oil production. It's been in decline for the last 7 or 8 years, and that's providing 38% of their tax revenue. And I just think Mexico is the biggest problem the United States has.
I believe it's a huge problem, too. And as you're pointing this out, what it points out to me is the fact that Mexico has not utilized the resources Mexico has. You're right. They nationalized the oil company. It is their largest source of revenue. But number two on their list is money sent by illegal workers in the United States back to Mexico in the forms of remittance. So essentially what the Republic of Mexico has done is to outsource its poverty to the United States. For that, we bear no responsibility. And I believe while Mexico is a problem, it is not a place for the president to go make international campaign speeches filled with half-truths or a promise of amnesty in the United States. I thank you very much for your call. Now listening on KSFO San Francisco, let's say hello to Lynn. Hi, Lynn.
Hi there. You asked a question about how this amnesty law could pass when so many of the population are against it. And the answer is that even though we have a democratic republic, our elected and then we elect our officials don't do what we want. They do whatever they want. And so I'm not too optimistic.
Well, I can share your concern, but the happy fact is the last time they tried to shove this amnesty down our throats, the American people reacted, melted down the Senate switchboard, the bill was killed. I believe now, in the wake of the Boston bombing, the American people will rise up, put pressure on the Congress, and I believe the bill will be killed again. I understand your frustration, but that means it is time to redouble the efforts for the voice of the people, for the grassroots, for American citizens to make sure their elected representatives understand where we stand. And in that spirit, Lynn, I thank you for the call and encourage you to call your representative. Although if you're listening on KSFO San Francisco and it may be Nancy Pelosi, well, your complaints may indeed fall on deaf ears. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Man, oh, man, I love where the calls are coming from tonight. From the nation's capital, listening on WMAL, here is Ron on the Savage Nation.
Hello, J.D., how you doing tonight?
Okay, Ron, thanks for calling.
Good. I just have a comment as far as it goes on the Israeli bombing tonight. I think the United States had more into it than what people are thinking or saying. Simply because Obama, the visit with the Israeli Prime Minister some weeks ago, and then all of a sudden the chemical weapons have all just all of a sudden come up. The United States, well, we aren't going to do anything right now. Then it came out today, well, the United States are thinking about taking some action, and then all of a sudden, boom, this thing with Israel this evening.
Yep, well, Ron, you know, we're going to keep our eye on it, find out what's going on. It is worth noting the White House has referred all questions to the Israelis. on this issue from the Shenandoah Valley in Virginia, listening in Salem, Virginia. Here's Rob on the Savage Nation. Rob, we're kind of tight on time. Get right to your point, please, sir.
Yeah, I've got a feeling that tomorrow morning you're going to hear the Libs and the Dems are going to automatically start decrying Israel for this. How dare they strike first and ask questions later, while these liberals and Democrats have no idea what it is to be Israel, to be sitting in that hotbed all by their lonesome. That the only ally we have, if anything, they at least need our moral support and our backing. I mean, it doesn't mean we have to put boots on the ground, but we at least need to stand behind them and say, you know what, they made the right call for their situation.
Rob, I appreciate the call and your comments. You made them succinctly, and you made them passionately, and we'll see if you made them convincingly as others call in 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. It's J.D. Hayworth, honored to be behind the microphone for Michael Savage. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Michael Savage is away on this Friday night, but he's entrusted the stewardship of The Savage Nation to me. Hi, it's J.D. Hayworth. What an honor to be behind this microphone, and wow, we're already in hour number three, because it's not your typical Friday night on the Savage Nation. We began a couple of hours ago breaking news that apparently there had been an Israeli airstrike today on Syria. We're still trying to get details of that. Obviously, that prompts a lot of questions, a lot of comments. And as always, your comments invited and encouraged at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. And also today, the curious, and I'm being very restrained in saying it this way, the curious scene of the President of the United States trying to sell the amnesty bill and a, quote, path to citizenship, not to citizens of the United States, no, the President of the United States, on foreign soil in Mexico, and for good measure, continuing to share his blame America first philosophy with the Mexican people, saying, yeah, all these guns down here come from the United States, but I'll stop it. Of course, conveniently forgetting that his administration launched the horrific Fast and Furious program that did what? That put weapons from the United States in the hands of the bad guys, the drug cartels in Mexico, resulting in the death of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry and untold numbers of Mexican citizens by those weapons. And again, the irony of the President of the United States taking his gun control argument to Mexico City. Now, compare and contrast that with what happened today in Texas at the NRA convention. The newcomer to the United States Senate, conservative Ted Cruz, was speaking at the NRA convention, and I want you to hear him. Let's begin with Ted Cruz recounting his dust-up with DiFi, California Senior Senator Dianne Feinstein, in a meeting of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and saying something, this will be clip 9, saying something that absolutely delighted the crowd at the NRA convention. Listen to Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
And it seems to me that when the Constitution says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, it means that right shall not be infringed.
And you can hear the applause for Ted Cruz, but there is more. And before I get to this second comment from Ted Cruz during his speech to the NRA convention, just have to take stock of something that's kind of curious in the United States Senate. You don't always see it in quite the way it is being made manifest right now, but really three relative newcomers to the United States Senate, for all intents and purposes, are positioning for presidential runs. You and I talked last night about Marco Rubio and his meteoric rise, and I believe what will be his spectacular fall, courtesy of the amnesty bill, as he is the poster boy for the Gang of Eight, and I made mention of the new cover of National Review magazine, Rubio's Folly. We talked about that last night. Meantime, the junior senator from Kentucky, Dr. Rand Paul, the son of Dr. Ron Paul, Rand seems to be, well, I guess in common political parlance, triangulating. Not going in with the Gang of Eight, offering what he believes to be amendments that would improve the proposed legislation, or at least suggesting amendments, but returning to, there's no way to sugarcoat it, the Bush straw man argument of, now you're not going to deport these people who are already here, and we have to find a way to accommodate them. So Rand Paul seems to be taking a move toward triangulation, although I hate to use that term because triangulation, that's that Bill Clinton thing. At any rate, so you have those two, but the third, whose name is being mentioned more and more for a possible presidential run, is Ted Cruz. And you're about to hear why I believe Ted Cruz is gearing up to at least explore a presidential campaign. It comes in the next clip, clip 10, when he talks about Joe Biden, of all people.
I would like to invite the vice president to engage in an hour-long conversation and debate. How do we stop crime?
Now, that's pretty interesting, is it not? Of course, Senator Cruz using Joe Biden's own words about, yeah, you go get your shotgun, you point it in the air, and you shoot it. You know, Joe Biden's inane tips for what kind of weapon you should use at your home to defend yourself. As usual, Joe Biden doesn't know what the heck he's talking about. But since Biden is going to be running for president, it's interesting that Ted Cruz would offer that invitation. So that little rhetorical flourish, that suggestion, I don't believe was made in jest. I do believe it is made by Ted Cruz to signal that he, in fact, is very, very interested, in making a run for the presidency himself. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Let's get back to the phones. Listening on KSFO San Francisco on line one, here is Raj on the Savage Nation. Hi, Raj.
How are you doing, sir? Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I am an naturalized citizen. My children are born in this country, and I love this country and love everything about this country. I work hard every day like any other American. I have two comments to make. One, we came to this country, and with this country, the laws are designed only for the legal immigration. What is going on? Why do we have to give a blank check for 30 million people who utilize the services of every free service in this country, and we pay for it? And my child is going to an elementary school. She wears an American badge every single day to school. What should I tell her? I need you to tell me, what should I tell her? What is her future going to be? That is number one.
Well, Raj, let me answer that because it's such a point. Here's what I'd like you to tell her, as I understand you. First of all, you are to be saluted because you came to the country the right way, the legal way. You are a proud citizen and a taxpayer and an American by choice. And that choice wasn't a comparative walk in the park. And because your child is in school, pledging allegiance to the flag. Here is what I hope you can tell her, Raj. I hope you can tell her that your words tonight on the Savage Nation inspired Americans coast to coast to say, I'm going to weigh in on the rule of law. And I heard straight from an immigrant who did it the right way, who's a citizen and a taxpayer, who pointed out the shameful double standard to allow 30 million people into this country, give them special privileges, give them entitlements, and meantime, make it so blatantly, patently unfair to people like you, Raj, who have worked hard and played by the rules. I hope you can tell your daughter that your words helped awaken a nation to yet again stop this misguided amnesty bill. And I thank you for your words, and I thank you for your call. More your calls straight ahead, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. It's J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Identity Guard services are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any medical conditions.
My identity theft anxiety was so bad, I broke out in hives every time I went shopping online.
I started shaking every time I was asked to enter my credit card number. I had it bad.
Identity theft anxiety affects millions of Americans, but it doesn't have to affect you.
That's when my doctor recommended Identity Guard.
Identity Guard Identity Theft Protection was rated best in prevention, and it costs less than a dollar a day.
With Identity Guard, I live life on my terms.
Let Identity Guard give you powerful, effective relief from identity theft anxiety for less than a dollar a day. Just visit identityguard.com/dollar. Act now, and we'll add free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Top-rated identity theft protection for you and your children for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many San Francisco listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with a LifeLock identity theft alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Do what Mayor Giuliani did and arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com for details and a special 10% discount. Or just call and use promo code Brian10 to get this special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 1-800-980-2820. 1-800-980-2820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $100,000. $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
Local Union 38 reminds you to call a licensed union plumbing contractor and get the job done right the first time. Craft certified union plumbers have over 10,000 hours of on-the-job training and schooling. Union plumbing contractors are state licensed and insured. Don't put your safety in the hands of amateurs. You'll save money in the long run when you call a craft certified union plumbing contractor and get the job done right. Next time, call a licensed union plumbing contractor.
Local Union 38, proud sponsor of the San Francisco Giants.
Now, here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Weekdays at noon.
It's like a beautiful flower that'll emerge, and you'll have an aha moment, and you'll realize how naive you have been over the years as a liberal.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Not your typical Friday night on the Savage Nation, first and foremost, because the good doctor is away, but I'm so honored that Michael gave me the chance to be behind the microphone. You want to go to michaelsavage.com. A lot of interesting stories there. Of course, when we were coming on the air, breaking news of an Israeli airstrike on Syria, we're still scrambling to get some of the details. It is believed the primary target was a shipment of weapons headed for Hezbollah in Lebanon. A senior U.S. official said the Israeli airstrikes believed to be related to delivery systems for chemical weapons. Israel making a preemptive strike, and so that has prompted a lot of phone calls. Also prompting a lot of phone calls, the absolute abomination of an amnesty bill being foisted on the American people once again by a so-called bipartisan gang of eight in the U.S. Senate, and the sad and sorry spectacle of our president talking up this bill, not to American citizens, but on a trip south of the border in Mexico City earlier today. Also during that speech, our president doing what he does best, blaming America first, blaming our nation for the weapons, the guns in Mexico, of course, saying that he was going to stop that. Well, golly, his own administration, as far as I'm concerned, absolutely engineered the misguided Fast and Furious program, which, guess what? Put weapons in the hands of bad guys from the Mexican drug cartels. And those bad guys use those weapons in one infamous incident to kill Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. Others use those weapons to kill Mexicans, and yet the president says, well, he's going to stop that. That's very curious. I guess he's relying on instant amnesia on both sides of the border. Oh, speaking of medical conditions, you and I talked about this last night. But I want you to hear it directly from the President of the United States. The press availability. Here is our president in his own voice saying he thinks it's just fine to sell the morning after pill to 15-year-olds. President Obama, the press availability, the joint press conference in Mexico City.
The rule that's been put forward by the FDA, Secretary Sebelius has reviewed, she's comfortable with, I'm comfortable with it. The second point I want to make is I'm very supportive of contraception. because I think it's very important that women have control over their health care choices and when they are starting a family. That's their decision to make.
Now, it's very curious, Mr. President. Women, you're talking about 15-year-olds. And starting a family, well, what about the 15-year-old's family? I mean, would they have to go get permission from their parents for the morning after pill? Doesn't sound like it to me. The other thing that's interesting about the president's answer, and we heard about this, a caller from New York last night saying, it's not the president doing this. No, it's the FDA. It's Kathleen Sebelius. Isn't it interesting that the president, and he even said, well, this wasn't a decision I made. It's put forward by the FDA. Mr. President, you have appointees there. You appointed Kathleen Sebelius. They're following your direction. They haven't acted upon you. You agree with them. And yet the guy never takes responsibility for anything. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Let's get back to the phones. Listening on WABC New York, here is Drew on the Savage Nation.
Hi, J.D. How you doing?
Doing great. Doing fine. Hey, thanks, Drew. Good to have you along.
Well, I appreciate it. Just a little interesting fact. If you go on the DEA websites, they have reports every once in a while telling where the drugs are coming from, what types of drugs are coming across the border. And they're saying that organized crime is directing the shipments out of Chicago. So you're talking about a $40 billion, $100 billion industry being directed out of Chicago, and the major cartels, four of the major cartels, are all infiltrated throughout the United States from Mexico. So just an interesting fact.
It is, Drew, and back in 2006, behind a microphone in Phoenix, I broke a story with the help of local cops there where there was actually a situation where Mexicans dressed as if they were special forces or as if they were law enforcement in the United States, they actually went to a crack house on the west side of Phoenix and took down an opposing drug dealer. And the cops in Phoenix were telling me they believed the folks doing this were Mexican military members. And so that is going on. But more disturbing, as you point out, the drug cartels and the money flowing through Chicago. Now, isn't that interesting? The president, of course, started in politics, running for elective office where? In Chicago. The president has a home where? In Chicago. Some of the worst gun violence in the world is where? Chicago. And as you just pointed out, the underworld figures involved in the cartels can be found where? Chicago. Curious how that works, huh? More of your calls straight ahead. J.D. Hayworth for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code, MOM14. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms for mom sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 and will include a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code, MOM14.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, Talk 560 KSFO. Winds have shifted in Southern California, bringing cooler ocean breezes over a wildfire that has burned 15.5 square miles of canyon and wilderness west of Malibu. Large-scale evacuations have been called off, and residents have been ordered out of others scattered homes in the area. California Corrections Secretary Jeffrey Beard says they don't like it, but the state will speed up the release of some inmates to cut crowding in state prisons. Beard called the plan ugly, but says it's the best plan we can come up with to meet the federal court rulings. Taking a look at the roadway southbound 238 at East 14th, crash there, it's off to the right shoulder. Westbound Ford, Summersville and Antioch, an accident left lane is blocked, and an accident still working westbound 80 at Ashby Avenue. It's off to the right side. With the news and views you won't hear anywhere else, I'm Dave Fouch, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-T-A-X-D-E-A-L. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we'll sell you parts and deliver them straight to your door. But do we stop there? Well, technically, yes. We don't come inside your house or anything, but we do keep going. Metaphorically. Because when you spend $75 or more, that delivery is absolutely free. Great deals, great parts, and free delivery. All at AdvanceAutoParts.com. One more way. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See site for details.
Sleep Train has challenged its manufacturers to offer you even lower prices. Hi, everybody. It's Melanie Morgan. Now the mattress price wars are on. And when brands compete, you save. For a limited time, you can save up to $400 on Posturepedic and Beautyrest mattress sets. Plus, get 36 months interest-free financing with no money down on Serta iComfort and Tempur-Pedic, the most highly recommended bed in America. That's no interest for 3 years if paid in full within 36 months on approved credit with just minimum payments required. Sleep Train doesn't just offer lower prices, they guarantee them. If you find a comparable mattress at a lower price, they promise to beat that price by 5% and refund you the difference even 100 days after your purchase. And when you buy a new mattress at Sleep Train, it's backed by their 100-day exclusive comfort guarantee. Come in today to save up to $400 on Posturepedic Beautyrest mattress sets, plus get 36 months interest-free financing with no money down on Tempur-Pedic and Serta iComfort. The mattress price wars are on now at Sleep Train, your ticket to a better night's sleep.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
This is the Savage Nation, though obviously this is not Michael Savage. J.D. Hayworth honored to be behind this mic, given stewardship of the Savage Nation this evening by Dr. Savage. Michael, thank you so much. Phone number 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282, to Fort Myers, Florida, listening to us on Wink, W-I-N-K. Here is David. Hi, David.
Well, good evening, J.D. How you doing?
I'm fine, thanks.
You're doing a great job, too. I turned on the radio and it was thinking of Mike Savage, and you popped on, and I says, what's going on? And then you explained yourself, and you're doing a very fine job.
Well, thank you, sir. It's a great honor, and I appreciate you taking time to call in.
great. Now, listen, I've got something I'd like to comment about, and it's not about Israel or anything like that. You commented about Ted Cruz and also Marco Rubio. And I know the Republicans all would love to have them run as president of the, you know, fourth president.
Well, let me offer a friendly amendment. I don't know that all Republicans would. Indeed, last night we had a very spirited discussion about Marco Rubio and his embrace of the amnesty bill, basically offering a fall about as meteoric in reverse as was his rise. So, but that's a work in progress. But I hear what you're saying. Go right ahead, David.
Well, the problem I have is, you know, I believe in the, number one, I believe in the Bible. Number two, I believe in the Constitution of the United States. And Article 2 states that no person except a natural-born citizen can be president of the United States.
Right, and there have been concerns raised since Marco Rubio, his parents are Cuban immigrants, Cuban, I believe, maybe even exiles. They came as from Cuba after Castro took over. There are questions, both based on legal precedent and definition, what constitutes a natural-born citizen.
Right.
And can you outline what the specific concern is and how you believe that term to be defined?
Well, you know, before we have another presidential election, I think actually somebody should bring this up and make sure it's plain and clear with the Supreme Court what is a natural-born citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Because Ted Cruz was born in Canada, wasn't he?
You know, I'm going to have to go back and check his resume because that it's very interesting that that would come up. Of course, it is worth noting in 2008, the United States Senate passed a resolution. I can't recall if it went through the House, but since John McCain was born in the Panama Canal Zone, there was a question. They said, no, wait a minute, his dad was on active duty, and the Canal Zone at the time obviously was, a protectorate, I guess we'd call it, of the United States. So they took time to do that. How ironic it is, given all the controversy surrounding President Obama, but they did that for John McCain. There was another interesting thing involving Romney, not Mitt, but George. When George was running in 1968, and, of course, I believe George had been born, ironically, in Mexico as his parents, part of a group of Mormons who had, quite frankly, gone south of the border at a time of religious persecution of Mormons. And so that question came up then. So certainly it goes beyond Marco Rubio, a whole lot of questions about a whole lot of people. And, again, it comes back to what you say about the correct definition of what it means to be a natural-born citizen. David, you raise a great point. I want to thank you for the call, and thank you for your encouraging words as I'm guest-hosting the Savage Nation. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Back to Florida, this time to Clearwater for Travis. Hi, Travis.
Hey, J.D., how you doing?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Hey, talked to the Savage a couple times, first time speaking with you. I wanted to make it brief. I wanted to make a comment not regarding Syria or any of the developments there, but more regarding the Obama being in New Mexico this earlier today.
Well, friendly amendment wasn't New Mexico. It was Mexico City in the Republic of Mexico.
Right. Down south of the U.S. border.
Yes, and on foreign soil, talking about American policy and attempting to, I guess, solicit support, kind of curious, but that's what he was doing.
Absolutely. I mean, he was able to secure a second term because of the entitlement era that he created. I mean, we have just absolute booms in these numbers of unemployment and food stamps, and he's absolutely creating this scene of being able to come to the United States and be entitled for something. So what he's basically doing is pushing his own personal agenda
Oh, yeah, let's make it very clear.
The amnesty situation is shot. I mean, it's beyond. The border situation is just a joke. I mean, there's so many things like I was reading last night into another topic, the sequestering of $85 billion. I find that so ironic that it's the same number as the Federal Reserve's printing every single month in unbacked money. I mean,
right. Well, let's bring it back because you put a lot on the table. But the point I want to get to with your call, and you're quite correct, in terms of the recruitment of illegals to come forward and apply for food stamps. That's what we've uncovered. The accomplices in this, of course, Janet Napolitano and others. And it's almost as bad. I can recall last decade, the Mexican government, when Vicente Fox was president, they put out a novella, a form of a comic book, basically inviting Mexican citizens to cross illegally into the United States. We exposed that and raised hell about that. But now you've got an administration courting people to come and, hey, apply for benefits, apply for food stamps. And so in that sense, I don't guess we should be surprised that there our president is extolling what he sees to be the virtues of the amnesty bill south of the border. Go figure, huh? Good call. Thanks for checking in. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Now on line 8 to Alabama, here is Donald. Hi, Donald.
Talk to you.
Thank you, sir. Good to have you along. Go right ahead.
I'd like to go back to the subject of Syria.
Okay.
A little history before that. We've had intelligence reports falsified to us before. I suppose you could possibly bring up George W. Bush's administration to deliberately falsified intelligence reports on the Iraq's possession of chemical arms, for example.
No, I can't give you that on chapter and verse because the fact is we did find WMDs, we did find chemicals, and so to offer the blanket statement, Donald, that they were all patently false, even though I have my disagreements with George W. Bush, I cannot give you that blanket quantification.
Okay, well, we know there was falsified reports.
Do we? Okay, but I tell you what, I want you to go ahead and make your point. What are you telling us tonight, Donald? And again, information is sketchy about what's going on in terms of the Israeli air raid in Syria, but what's the bottom line for you that you want to share with the Savage Nation?
Well, I question everything because, to me, these regime changes that they're always trying to do, like they did with Gaddafi in Libya, and I see it happening again. They're trying to do regime change with Assad.
Yeah, well, Assad is not exactly a model citizen, and the risk in all of these things, whomever is prompting the regime change, and I don't always believe that it is American-driven, although to be fair about it, Donald, we have had our hands in regime changes within our own continent and elsewhere, but I can tell you that whether it was Gaddafi or Assad or any others out there, none of those guys are choir boys. I can tell you the problem here and now is that you have a situation where if you have the Muslim Brotherhood and Friends of Al-Qaeda, it's almost like you've gone from the fire to the frying pan. I will grant you this, Donald. I think it is wise to question everything and to discuss everything. And in that spirit, I thank you for your call to the Savage Nation. Your chance to call in now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. On line one from Washington, here is Tom. Hi, Tom. Hello, Tom.
All right. My concern is the cartels in our national parks, and there's so many pot-growing cartels in the United States, in our United States, and nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to do anything about it. And they're right here in our own back door. and I don't understand why nobody wants to talk about it or do anything about it.
Well, Tom, you've raised the issue, and it is an issue with which I am I have some familiarity, not so much with the growing of weed in the national parks, although I'm certain that that could go on. In terms of smuggling drugs through areas such as national parks, or I think about in southern Arizona, the Oregon Pipe National Monument, yeah, a lot of this stuff goes on. And a lot of the stuff is very concerning. And the cartels have moved into the United States. And the fact is, this is another reason you have to control your borders. And, Tom, it is a legitimate concern, and I thank you for raising it and calling in on the Savage Nation. There is lots more to talk about as we are heading down the home stretch. When we come back, it's very interesting because next week in Washington, hearings on the mess in Benghazi, you have the State Department calling a former Justice Department lawyer a liar, and that lawyer demanding an apology. That is ahead, as well as more of your calls. J.D. Hayworth for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan. Folks ask me, what would Ronald Reagan do if he were with us today? I believe the first thing he'd do is stop Obamacare. Already it's in effect, with higher taxes, hidden fees, skyrocketing insurance rates, big Medicare cuts. And some insurance plans are hit with a 40% tax. Protect yourself by getting the Obamacare Survival Guide. It's already a number one New York Times bestseller. Newsmax says it's the best guide to the new law, giving you the strategies, tips, and loopholes you need to know. If you're insured on Medicare, a business owner, a medical professional, just about anyone, you need this book. Get the number one bestseller, The Obamacare Survival Guide, at bookstores everywhere. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 off the cover price by going now to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Hey, this is Walt Clyde Frazier with a message for every man listening right now. Are you making more bathroom trips than you used to? Are you waking up at night to go? If you said yes, I want you to take down a phone number. Because for a limited time, you can try free bottles Super Beta Prostate. You heard right, you can try the most trusted supplement for prostate health free. Super Beta Prostate is my number one pick for men over 40 because it has ingredients shown to reduce bathroom trips and reduce waking at night to go. I like it because it's all natural and it works. If I didn't believe in Super Beta, I wouldn't be here telling you about it. Take it from Clyde. You have got to make this call.
Call for your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. All you pay is a small shipping and handling charge. For details, just call 1-800-794-5642. Hurry. This free offer's for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-794-5642. That's 1-800-794-5642. Call 1-800-794-5642.
Attention homeowners, rates have dropped again and are at all-time historic lows. If you refinanced your mortgage into a 10, 15, or 30-year fixed rate within the last 18 months, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. We'll redo your loan at a lower rate with absolutely no closing costs. That's right, no title fees, no appraisal fees, no escrow fees, no fees, period. With fixed rates at 60-year lows, you may be able to start saving money immediately, and it won't cost you a dime. It's really that easy. We'll refinance your loan and we pay for everything. Call Home and Loan Finders now to lock in a low fixed rate today with 0 points or fees at 800-724-8847. Even if you're in process with another lender, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. Call 800-724-8847. That's 800-724-8847. 800-724-8847. Loan limits and restrictions apply. Rates and terms are subject to change and not all applicants may qualify. Licensed by the California Department of Real Estate, number 01837288. NMLS number 308085.
5.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hello, I'm Rick Oderio, proud owner of Konka Brothers, the Bay Area's premier floor covering showrooms. Right now, it's Karistan Month at Conklin Brothers. This is your chance to enjoy the best prices of the year on the best carpet we sell. Plus, up to $1,000 cash back and interest-free financing for 12 months. As the Bay Area's number one Karistan dealer, Conklin Brothers offers hundreds of Karistan styles, patterns, and colors. From luxurious designer wools to nylons that are soft as silk but tough as nails. And right now, they're all on sale. So hurry into Conklin Brothers for big savings, up to $1,000 cash back, and interest-free financing for 12 months with your good credit. It's Karistan Month at Conklin Brothers in San Jose, Fremont, and San Mateo, and online at ConklinBrothers.com.
Conklin Brothers, you can count on us. Conklin Brothers, you can count on us.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
You're listening to the Savage Nation. Michael Savage away from the microphone. J.D. Hayworth honored to have the chance to be here with you. Next week, hearings resume on Benghazi. In the House of Representatives, the Government Reform and Oversight Committee apparently is going to get started again. There has been an effort in the House by Congressman Frank Wolf of Virginia to establish a select committee on Benghazi, but it looks like Government Reform and Oversight will get back to it next week. Now, it's been very interesting because Victoria Tensing, who is a former Justice Department attorney, at the behest of Congressman Daryl Issa, has been writing the State Department saying, hey, you need to show us the guidelines so that attorneys for the Benghazi survivors can get things set for those survivors to testify. Because, you know, those survivors haven't been testifying, and the White House and the State Department and everybody associated with Obama say, oh, no, we're not stopping anybody from doing that. And we've gone over some of the curious language and lawyerly evasions used by the president and others. Well, you got to hear this. The acting State Department spokesman, Patrick Ventrell, at a briefing, took aim at Victoria Tensing. Here's first Patrick Ventrell with his assertions. Although he doesn't call Victoria by name, it's pretty clear who he's talking about. Patrick Ventrell at a State Department press briefing.
We've had an individual who's been out there on TV making some unfounded and patently false accusations in previous days that she or her partner had contacted the State Department, which they hadn't. This person suggested on TV that they had been processed for a clearance, but had not been processed for a clearance. Before she ever had even requested one. And so we repeatedly have this person saying that they had a whistleblower who's been held back from telling their story, and we're not aware of this individual or anyone who's asking to tell their story.
All right, so that's the way Patrick Ventrell explains it to the press, covering it. Now, reporters pressed him to say, well, you're saying this is untrue. Are you saying they're lying? He finally goes, yeah, they're lying. So Victoria Tensing shows up on the Fox News channel And she explains the rhetorical device that Patrick Ventrell is using, and then she goes after him and has a demand for Secretary of State John Kerry. Listen.
And so he was misleading the press corps by playing the cutesy game, a straw man argument, like, oh, well, no employees come forward, when he full well knew that ISA had been asking for 2 weeks and had been ignored, not even a phone call. This guy, Mr. Ventrell, did this again yesterday and made up another statement that I'd never said and said I was lying. I want to tell you this, Bill. If Secretary Kerry has any integrity or class, he will demand that Mr. Ventrell apologize to me.
Yeah, well, Victoria, don't hold your breath. In terms of getting an apology, oh, the Bill to whom Victoria was referring, Bill Himmer, Fox News Channel, my old intern in the sports department at Channel 5 Cincinnati, and if you're driving, please keep your hands firmly attached to the wheel at 10 and 2 o'clock. In that same newsroom, on that same anchor desk, where I was a sports anchor at Cincinnati in 1986 at Channel 5, you know who one of the anchors was? Jerry Springer. Only in America, ladies and gentlemen, and only on the Savage Nation. Back to the phones on Line 8, Nashville, Tennessee. Alan, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hello?
Hi, go right ahead, Alan.
Oh, okay, hi, J.D. I'm so glad I got to talk to you. I've been a long time listening. Anyways, I'll get right to the point, okay?
Yes, sir.
Things that it's a double issue. Every day it seems like this man, Obama, is creating a diversion to take the American people's minds off from what's really important in their lives. He's devastating the American. He's killing us.
Right. And so in your mind, Alan, what is the important thing we need to be focused on right now?
Well, there was a couple of things at the same time. They tie together, sort of. Yesterday, it was about Jesus, and soldiers are not allowed to pray, and it really just blew my mind. It blew me all apart. It's got me so...
I understand that, Alan. Let me get it straight for you. The story, Ken Klukowski wrote at Breitbart.com. We talked about it the other night. No regulations drafted at the Pentagon to basically provide for court-martials of Christians in the military who share their faith. Now, those who are practicing Christians share their faith, proselytize. It's part of what they do. But more problematic, there is a whole rank in the armed forces for chaplains to share their faith. And so you set up a crazy situation where chaplains could be court-martialed or eventually the chaplaincy could cease to exist. No, you're quite right to raise the issue, and I thank you for the opportunity to put it in the proper perspective. It's no less disturbing because a proselytization, sharing one's faith to a Christian, is just as important, just an equal part, just like prayer. And the fact that anyone at the Pentagon would stop the very people fighting to secure our freedoms from being able to enjoy that freedom is outrageous. Hey, it's been outrageously good fun being with you. J.D. Hayworth for Michael Savage saying, stay brave, stay free, stay tuned to the Savage Nation.